Six Nations Chief Sherry Lynn Hill spoke on the community's leadership opposing the controversial Bill 5 and calling on Ontario's Parliament to pause legislature on the bill, as Six Nations fears its inherent and constitutional rights are in danger if the bill passes through Ontario's Parliament. Bill 5, Protect Ontario by Unleashing Our Economy Act, introduced in April by Premier Doug Ford, aims to allow development projects within the province to move forward at a more rapid speed than current legislation will allow by making amendments to various acts within the mining and resources sectors. Chief Sherry Lynn Hill detailed Six Nations' opposition to the bill during the May 30th Chief and Council radio show.
Bill 5 remains under review by the Standing Committee on the Interior at Queen's Park. Six Nations of the Grand River Elected Council opposes Bill 5 and calls on Ontario to consult with Six Nations on any legislation affecting our inherent and constitutional rights. My office has been communicating this to Ontario in multiple ways. We submitted a request to present to the Standing Committee on the Interior. I was not selected to present. We submitted written feedback. We submitted 7 Environmental Registry Office proposals related to Bill 5. The following ministries have confirmed receipt of the submission so far: Ministry of Energy and Parks, Ministry of Energy and Mines, and Ministry of Citizenship and Multiculturalism. While opposition to Bill 5 is growing among First Nations and environmentalists, it is still moving forward.
Also, in a May 27th press release from Six Nations Elected Council, Chief Hill stated, quote, "Ontario must respect our sovereignty and the rights of First Nations if they want to unleash our economy in this province, pushing Bill 5 forward despite clear and strong opposition from First Nations and other groups cannot be ignored. This is not the path forward for First Nations economic reconciliation," end quote. Chiefs of Ontario have also strongly opposed the bill's passing, and on May 27th, Ontario Regional Chief Abram Benedict spoke at Queen's Park in Toronto, stating the current proposed bill will not work for First Nations within the province.
"Today, I made our stance to the Standing Committee very clear that the current status of this bill and the process underway to enact this bill is not going to work for First Nations, not going to work for our communities in this region. The process and the honor that the Crown has is being failed. My colleagues here today will help demonstrate that. I want to be clear, though. Our communities in this region do not oppose development. Our communities in this region want prosperity. Our communities in this region want to create jobs and want to form partnerships with industry, with government. But these opportunities must be built upon respect. There also must be a recognition of the inherent treaty rights, the jurisdiction and obligation that our communities have to all creation, to the waters, to the lands. These are sacred teachings that we have."
Chief Benedict spoke on the effect this bill could have if passed, saying damages to First Nations communities, potential conflict, and the loss of opportunity could occur.
"The overarching change of legislation that my colleagues will demonstrate will have detrimental impacts to our communities in which we represent. Detrimental impacts to prosperity. Also have detrimental impacts to our relationship and bringing about opportunity. The path that's underway now under this legislation is the wrong way. It's a path that will lead to difficult times. It's a path that will undermine the rights of our community, the stewardship that our communities have. And it's a path that we know we have seen time and time again when government brings about legislation that will lead to disparity, that will lead to confrontation, potential confrontation on the ground, but also will lead to the loss of opportunity."
Currently, the bill sits at second reading before the Standing Committee and will need to pass through its third and final reading before being passed by Ontario's Parliament. CJKS will be following this story as more updates are provided. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.